Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Saloshin in Perek Zayin, Shin 164 of Shar HaTevuna, where we discussed the beginning of this Perek is talking about how we have to be extremely careful not to speak in a negative way about Klal Yisrael. And the Chavetz Chaim opens the Perek, as we mentioned, with the severity of this topic, where Yeshaya HaNavi did not mean to say something negative about entire Klal Yisrael. Hashem appeared to him and he said, I'm a defiled mouth amongst a defiled nation. He wasn't looking to say that Klal Yisrael are defiled people. It happens to be they were people who were doing Averis. But that was his downfall. And as he hid with the Shema Mefirish, in the tree, yes, those are the words that Chazal tell us, that he said Hashem's name and he was hiding from Menashe, and Menashe's men were cutting down the trees and he was hiding in a cedar tree. And Menashe came, and the Menashe's men cut down the tree and came to the point of his mouth where he was hiding, and that's because his mouth was the place of the chait, as the Pasuk says, B'mokma mishpat shami yaresha v'chait, with the place of the judgment, in Kohelis it says, the place of the judgment, that's where the evil is. And it was his mouth, that statement that brought his downfall. The Chavetz Chaim brings a ritva to ask a question and discuss this. He brings another point, he wants to say another answer to discuss. But wasn't his chait already forgiven? Wasn't it Yishai's chait already forgiven for this Avera? Where the Pasuk says, V'sara v'inech v'chatoscha t'chupar. Your sin, your Avera, will be removed and your transgression will be atoned for. So, there's a first answer which we're not going to be focusing on. Then the Chavetz says, Inami. Chavetz Chaim says, Inami. Perhaps it's a different approach. Now, the truth is, this is what it seems like to be the Chavetz Chaim's suggestion, but he says he likes the first shot better of the Ritva. Okay. But I want to focus on the Chavetz Chaim's Inami, an alternative pshat. When the Pasuk says, V'sara v'inecho, hayna mekatrek sheniver ma'isi ofen. V'sara v'inecho is referring to the mekatrek. And that's what I want to focus on. I want to focus on what does it mean, the mekatrek? The prosecutor. The prosecuting malach, the angel, the malach that was created. Let's understand what's going on here. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, for every mitzvah that we do, this is not what you tell just little children. This is a reality. This is emes. The same way it's told to little children, it's a reality, it's a fact. And it works by adults as well. You do a mitzvah, you create a malach. You create a malach. Rachman Letzlon, the person does the other way around, and he does an Avera, he also creates a malach. And the Chavetz Chaim says, in our case over here, by Yishai Navi, what does it mean, v'sara v'inecho, and your sin will be removed? Haina mekatreg shenivro mi'oisi ovoin. That's referring to that mekatreg, that malach, that was created from that statement of the Avera. It will be removed. By Avraham Avinu, when he went to go shecht his son, to follow the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring him up, Aleihu Shem Lo'ilo, as an offering. He's about to come down with the knife, the macheles. And he hears, don't do it, stop. Atu Yadati. Now I know. The Mefarshim explain what's Atu Yadati. Because that moment that Avraham Avinu was about to shecht Yitzchak, there was a malach that was created. That malach was telling him, look at me. Look how robust and powerful, Look at my biceps. Look how big and strong I am. I was just created this second from you. From your mitzvah that you listen to Hashem. Stop. Don't shecht Yitzchak. That was not what you had to do. You passed the test. And in every mitzvah that a person does, he can make malachim. He can make these extremely powerful malachim. Or he can do a mitzvah and make a malach that's a wimpy malach. Or, unfortunately, now he did the mitzvah, but did he do the mitzvah with his whole heart? Did he do the mitzvah because Hashem said to do it? Did he do it with excitement, as the Arizal says? He reached the madrigas that he reached because of the simcha that he had when he did a mitzvah. Not, oh, I gotta do this. Oh, this is such a, I can't, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and that. Was the mitzvah a burden? Or was he excited to get ready for Shabbos Kodesh? Was he schwitzing to get ready for Shabbos? The Svarim HaKadoshim bring down the kaparos a person gets when he schwitzes for Shabbos. We can't imagine. Whether it's mopping the floor, whether it's cutting the onions and you actually start crying. Whatever it might be, unless you get, like, I think those Spanish onions. But that's not the point. If you schwitz, if you schwitz when you do any mitzvah, especially Erev Shabbos Kodesh, it wipes away so many averus. And you do the mitzvah b'simcha. You create these malachim that are beautiful, powerful malachim that go up to Shemayim and say, we were created when this person did this mitzvah. I want to tell you a story. Someone just told me a story recently. He told me the story. I want to share it with you. I won't say any names. I'm just going to say a little part of the story. He said there was a bit of a sichsuch, an issue between him and someone else. Two adults. And he went over to the person. He approached him. And he said, you know, we had some disagreement in the past. He shook his hand. He gave him a hug. He initiated this. I think it's time for us to move on. Now, the problem was not resolved at all. The issue was not resolved. The other person in this story, he was the protagonist. He was the one who not only did something wrong, he continues to do that wrong thing. I'm not going to discuss the details of what the case was. But I told this person, I said, you don't even realize what you did. In Shemayim, you mamish broke through the heavens. You broke through. You were the one who was attacked. And you initiated to make shalom. I'm sharing this with you because of the tremendous malachim that this individual made. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is here referring to. Because it could be the other way around as well. We have to understand every mitzvah that we do, we can make these beautiful malachim. And these malachim are on our side. As our defending malachim, l'asid lova in the future, on our behalf. Or Rachmon Litzon, as the Chavetz Chaim says in other Svarim, it can be crippled, black, and broken malachim that come into Shemayim and say, we were created when this person did this, and then that's wrong, and that wrong. Let us all be zeiche to make malachim, this white, beautiful, powerful malachim, like this person who walks around us in the street, who approached that individual and said, let's make shalom. He mamish is moving worlds in Shemayim, saving us from tzaras. Let us all be zeiche to make these beautiful malachim as well, with our beautiful mitzvahs that we can do. Have a good Shabbos.